This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by RSM partner, Rick Kess. Rick lives at the intersection of sort of healthcare and private equity, but just has this great overall view of what's going on in the market. Rick, when you look at what's going on in the market, tell us, what do you see as the big priorities right now? What do you see at RSM as your big priorities? What's your big priorities for the next month, the next year? And then where's the market at? What are you seeing in the PE market?
Yeah, thanks, Scott. Thrilled to be here with you guys today. And I think, you know, what we're seeing in the market, I think in the PE market, is still a lot of activity. I was with a firm yesterday that did more deals last year than they've ever done. And they were thinking about doing probably close to the same amount of deals this year, which, you know, just goes to show you that the activity out there, the interest level that's out there, the funds available to invest, and the companies that are on the market, I think all lead to, you know, really exciting opportunities in 2022. The interesting thing that came to that conversation yesterday was further guidance around how much people are looking at ESG and, you know, really the environmental sustainability, the governance perspectives that are out there, and how important that's becoming to investors. And then not only due to the investors, but also to the employees of those companies, and how companies are looking at it from both perspectives of becoming more attractive to an investor portfolio, but also with the labor shortage that we're having, using ESG as a mechanism for retaining and attracting talent above other companies that maybe those talented individuals might go to. So I'd say that's kind of the overall view of where I'm at today, kind of given the climate that we're seeing.
I mean, it's absolutely fascinating to see, one, the amount of money that's out there to invest and how motivated the private equity funds are to invest it. At the end of the day, their investors want it invested, and the private equity funds don't have the chance to do upside and make management fees unless it gets invested. There's tremendous pressure to invest and find ways to put money to work. And the point on ESG is so fascinating, and it's such an evolving world, but absolutely so correct that companies have to be ESG thoughtful to retain employees, because particularly the employees, and probably at all age ranges, particularly their 20s and 30s, don't want to work at a company they don't feel at least as consistent with the ESG objectives of their own and thoughts and values of their own. And then from an investor standpoint, the fascinating thing about watching this is watching sort of trying to determine what is noise and what is real. And I know there's more and more services that are in the business now of sort of rating whether a company that says they're ESG-centric really is or not. And that's become an evolving landscape of watching, is it real or is it Memorex, to go back to an old statement. But a fascinating thing in terms of the culture of the workplace and the reality of, you know, you have people that are huge airlines making claims that they're ESG-centric and the airline business we need, but to say that they're ESG-centric is just fascinating. You have all this kind of stuff going on in the world. All of a sudden, people that were the most ardent capitalists forever have picked up the ESG bandwagon and waved the flag. And I view it with cynicism. Some of the people that sort of waved the flag that were just such ardent polluters and capitalists and so forth. And I'm pro-capitalism. Is the artificiality of some of it versus the reality of some of it is two different things, but fascinating to watch the trend.
Yeah, and I think, you know, you're seeing definitely the public companies and some focus from the SEC on, you know, what data is being disclosed and, you know, who's responsible for making sure that data is correct and all those kinds of things. And then, you know, instituting frameworks of measuring that data. And I think obviously, you know, the SEC kind of can be a trailblazer in some of that perspective. And then, you know, what happens to the private companies that don't have to be SEC registered? You know, are they going to follow suit? Will they, you know, do something similar or slightly different? It's a lot to be said yet to come there. I think as a firm, RSM, you know, looks at this as a potential opportunity, kind of given, you know, if clients start to try to measure ESG data and try to put it in their financial statements or, you know, put it in a deal document, You know, is there an opportunity for us to put some assurance around that kind of data or something of that nature? So I think the CPA community, including RSM, is kind of looking at this as a potential opportunity to do more around kind of ensuring that the data is accurate.
Absolutely fascinating to see how this has evolved and what it'll mean for big accounting consulting firms and those businesses, is because the thing that becomes much more a key performance indicator measured than everything else. So fascinating, it has to be reported upon, and fascinating, Rick. Anyways, Rick Kess, brilliant partner at RSM. I want to thank you as always for joining us in the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast. A lot of information in a few minutes. Rick, thank you so much for joining us today.
Appreciate it, Scott. Thank you.